So go ahead, caller. What's your name, where are you calling from, and what's your question or comment?
This is Jonathan Carter. I'm calling from Lexington Township over in the great western mountains of Maine.
Hi, Jonathan.
How are you? I'm very, very upset. You know, I fought for Sears Island for years to keep it intact, not developed as the last wild, large island on the eastern seaboard. And this outcome that split it up and basically allows the state to move forward, the DOT, with a new port facility, and it was a big sellout. It was a complete sellout to the wildness of that island, and I think that this is a tragedy beyond belief. And I just wanted to say that I really appreciate the folks, you know, fair play for Sears Island, the great work they've done, the fact that they've stood up and said no, whereas other people have basically backed down and thrown the towel in on protecting one of Maine's last crown jewels.
Okay, well, thanks for your call, Jonathan.
Can I ask Jonathan a question?
Sure.
Jonathan, this is Ken Klein.
Yes, Ken.
I'm wondering, what was Fenn's position on LD 277 a few years ago back in the legislature?
In what regard?
Let's explain what that is for us.
Oh, LD 277, would it require Sears Island to be used for industrial or commercial facilities, the entire island? It was a bill in the legislature.
Right.
What did Fenn do?
Well, Fenn would obviously be against that. We are interested in seeing the whole island. And Ken, as you know, I stood side by side with the Sierra Club 10 years ago, defending Sears Island and trying to protect its entirety. I think that it's unfortunate that the Sierra Club backed down on its very important, courageous position that it had when we first moved to protect it from development.
I guess I don't see us as backing down. Why I asked you about LD 277 is because, you know, we were in the trenches fighting that bill, and, you know, Fenn wasn't there. Other people who were concerned about it weren't there either. And it's, you know, Sears Island is a jewel, and I think that to the extent that Fenn and others, you know, are willing to go to the legislature and say that, that's exactly what you should be doing. You should be getting out there, and if you don't think Sierra Club's going far enough, I'm always happy to be upstaged by you, Jonathan, or
I'm not trying to upstage you, but
okay.
I don't understand why the Sierra Club all of a sudden got on board with this compromise that cut Sears Island up.
Jonathan, you've got about 1 minute left, and I'm not going to subtract this from your minute. Harlan wants to make a comment as well, so I'm going to let him jump
okay.
in here, and then you've got about a minute left. We do have a caller waiting.
Jonathan, hi. Thanks for calling. Thanks for the comments.
Hi, Harlan.
One thing I want to say is to Ken, Jonathan Carter and Fenn has been a supporter of Fair Play for Sears Island since the beginning, and we, as Fair Play for Sears Island, were at 277 hearings right alongside Steve Miller and Joan Sachs, and we were calling for this, and it was publicized, and it was public knowledge that Fenn was a part of our network. If you read the paper, we covered that for them. Jonathan was nice enough to support us. He was involved. He knew what was going on, and he gave us advice as the campaign progressed. So thank you very much for that, Jonathan.
Yeah, well, you're welcome, and I'm certainly there with you and hope that, you know, we can keep Sears Island from becoming a cargo port. My point that I just want to make in conclusion is that Fenn can't fight everything. We can't be at every legislative meeting. We've been fighting Plum Creek and the development. That's where we've been putting all of our energy. And I hope that Fair Play for Sears Island will build the public support and continue to fight any port development. They haven't put the shovel in yet, and as long as the shovel hasn't gone in to develop that port, which is really basically a port that they want to develop to export our water and to export our wood chips. That's what it is. It's going to be a conduit to move chips out of Maine forests and also potentially water resources, both of which shouldn't be industrialized in Maine. So keep fighting, keep working on it. Let's stop the port. Maybe the Sierra Club, if they come up with a port proposal, will stand up again and say, no, the port is a bad idea. If they supported 277, they must believe that it's a bad idea. And, you know, yeah, we got 751 acres protected now, but let's go keep fighting to protect the other acreage and put that island back together and leave it forever wild. Thank you.
Thanks,
thank you.
Okay, take care, guys. Bye.